The second 24-hour Berkshire's Capital Region Theater Project brings together playwrights, directors, designers, stage managers, technicians, and actors, and other people from other walks of life that I'm sure we couldn't think of while writing this lead. They're both from the Berkshires of Massachusetts and the Capital Region of New York, armed with the common task of mounting five new short works by female playwrights, all written, rehearsed, and performed in 24 hours. Wham Theater and MOPCO host the event happening on Saturday, April 14th at 8 p.m. in the Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. Here to tell us about it are Kat Coppett, co-director and of the improv group MOPCO. Mark Fleischer, our good friend, producing artistic director of Adirondack Theater Festival, is here as well. And Lee Strimbeck of Wham Theater, co-founder and artistic advisor. Thank you all for being here from all corners of the region. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for having us.
So how do all of you get together? I think this is wonderful that the arts community comes together like this from all corners to work on something so special. So how did that happen?
So Kristen Vandenhoven, the co-artistic director of Wham, and I were sitting at a show together, and we were talking about the benefits of improvisational theater and the benefits of straight theater, and wouldn't it be fun as improvisers and legitimate theater people to mush that all together and get the sort of instant gratification of improvised things and the chance to hone and specialize as directors or playwrights or actors. And we really wanted to work together with all of our friends. So we decided to do this project on a whim.
So you were all friends prior to this?
Many of us didn't know each other. And of course, in the Capital Region and in Berkshires, people do know each other.
Yep.
We wanted to connect those two communities. Kristen was saying, you know, there's so much going on in the Berkshires and there's so much going on in the Capital Region, but there's not a lot of cross-pollination. And Lee and Kristen, of course, had pillars in those two worlds, and that was one of Wham's focuses, was to connect those regions. So this seemed like a way to artistically connect and to personally and sort of in terms of the communities connect as well.
So there's that. I mean, there's that aspect of it, Lee, but then there's also the aspect of it, oh, and we're going to do this in 24 hours, and we have the time, and we're going to bring these people together, and... Well, right. That just muddies the waters, doesn't it?
No. It gives you tremendous focus.
Okay, that's good.
We come together at 7 o'clock on a Friday night, and the directors pick their cast. They get a stage manager. They get a playwright. The playwright talks to the cast for about 20 minutes, and off they go and write all night. The next morning, they deliver five scripts, and everybody rehearses like crazy. And I'll tell you, that building is going to be filled with some very focused people.
And focus is good. I mean, these are the people who typically will have waited to the last minute to study for the test, right?
I'd say there's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a theory about instant theater. You can give people 4 weeks to do something, or you can give them 5 minutes, and sometimes you're going to get the same result, right?
Well, I mean, if you give me 4 weeks to read a book for an interview, I will put it, only because I have other stuff to do, but then the night before, you know, then it's fresh in my mind when I talk to whoever. So that must be, but you, then everyone has to be on that same page.
Right. And one of the things we look for when we do open submissions for the process. And one of the things we look for and that we put out in our emails is, you know, we want you to leave your egos at the door and come in ready to have a really good time. So, you know, when you're working on a theater
piece, people in the theater are good at that. In their ego. That's good. That's easy.
It's a revelation for some of us.
For 6 months, you get very attached to certain ideas. When you're working on it for 24 hours, you just roll with it.
And I
think we're both. I think we have big egos, but we also are supremely flexible and good at meeting deadlines. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, no. And you couldn't do what you do if you didn't have that, you know, of wanting to be out there and present it. So, Mark, how did you get involved in this?
Well, you know, when Kat was saying earlier that they all knew each other, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Kristen called me last year and said, would you come down and direct this? And for me, who's been up in Glens Falls, you know, putting my nose to the grindstone, making theater up there, it was a great opportunity. And so I got dragged down to be a director last year, which was the incredible focus, and do a play in 24 hours. And it was great, great fun. And so this year they've asked me to come back to help serve with Lee as one of the co-producers on the ground to make it happen.
When you're directing, at what point in that 24 hours do you come into the process? Do you let the writer have their time alone, or are you with them?
Right. So this is actually great. So the process of the way this happens, you know, in terms of we walk into a room, we have a fishbowl of names and numbers, and we actually draw randomly who gets which actor. So I walked in.
Yeah. What? It's not the Hunger Games.
Not phone numbers. I'd like to say cast numbers.
Cast numbers. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. So we call each other. Yeah.
And we like to think there's more than one person alive at the end.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Actually, everyone was alive at the end of this one. But so we get our, we're given these groups randomly, which was part of the excitement for me of people that I did know of by name. So like Yvonne Perry was in mine, and I'd known of her and seen her work before, but had never worked with her.
And she's amazing.
And then we had this playwright. And so we sat down as a group, and they're given a trigger. Last year it was Crossing the Line because it was the mixture of Berkshire and Capital District. And that has to be in the play somewhere. And then our playwright sat down with our group of actors and asked questions of them just to get to know them, their talents. You know, can they juggle? Could they ride a unicycle?
What they might be interested in challenging themselves with.
Yeah. One of my actors was 8 months pregnant, so that became a focal part
right.
of the play.
Right.
And then, her challenge, have the baby on stage.
Right, yes, yes. And then at 9, about we started at 7. By about 9 p.m., playwrights went off and wrote all night. I went home and was like, you know, waiting for that arrival the next morning at 7 a.m. when I got a script in my inbox. And then I at least had my drive back from Glens Falls down to Troy for the first year. So the whole way down, I'm thinking, how can I do this? How do I speed my process up? Almost distilling down what I do in 5 weeks to now what was going to be 6 to 8 hours of rehearsal.
So when this happens, well, what's the trigger this year? What's the
we can't tell you that.
Oh, okay, all right.
Nice try.
Well, you know, I didn't even think of that. But that of course makes perfect sense.
There's only two people in this room who know. Oh, that's really cool. Writing this year.
Yeah. Awesome. So are you excited by that, or
I'm
is it
thrilled.
Daunting?
I'm thrilled.
Or
well, as an improviser, I never have time.
Yeah.
Right. So to have 8 hours to write something is great, and also to only focus on.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great. And also to only focus on writing and have real professional, highly skilled actors and directors taking those places, because as an improviser, I have to do all of those three things at once. So it's great. And I wrote last year, too, and it was mm-hmm. fantastic and thrilling. And
when you look at it, I guess there's two ways of looking at it. One is of what fun that's going to be. And mm-hmm. then the other way of looking at it is, well, no matter what happens, this will be over in 24 hours.
You know, I think that there's something really true about that, which is you have great creative freedom for everyone involved. Because if it doesn't work, you go like, well, what do you expect? We did it in 24 hours,
right.
And now we're done. So I think it gives people the permission to take risks that they might not otherwise take.
And for an audience coming in, I would think, you know, if you say this movie cost $300 million and we worked on it for 7 years and it sucks, well then, all right,
right.
You know, eh. But if you say, look, we made this movie on $20,000, we worked on it in a day and a half, and here
right.
you go. Well, you come in assuming, like, they're on your side, aren't they?
They are totally on our side, and it really is exciting, right? If we don't make some kind of mistakes, or if there isn't some kind of roughness, then they'll be disappointed, because part of the magic is we're doing theater without a net.
And some of these plays from last year went on to have other lives. Yvonne Perry took a play called Flicted and made it into a short film, and she's going to finish that. And I know that Jimuna Yvette Serker's play went on to the Berkshire Fringe, and she started developing a series of works about death based on hers that was Crossing the Line. So I think that happens, too. I think other artists have met each other for the first time right. and worked together and have sought each other out during the year. So there's a lot of things that happen out of the hustle.
Mm. What I love about this, besides the fact that you represent all corners of our listening area, and when we do a segment like this, is just great because everybody's included. I think that's fascinating. But what it also spotlights is what incredible talent we have in this region. Within that 2-hour, 3-hour drive of any given point, that's a lot of talent.
Yep.
Yeah. It also spotlights how great technology is, because when Kristen and I, the first year we were working on Wham! Together, we had most of our meetings by Skype because she was at Emerson in Boston.
Yeah.
And you ask how we're doing it now, and I'd say it's a lot of emails.
Well, sure.
We're right? all trying to keep up. We had a conference call the other night because we live, you know, hours apart, and then you take the Berkshires people into it, and now we've got Kristen right now. She's only not here because she's up at Stratford Theatre Festival in Canada, assistant directing something. So the emails are flying. That's all I can say.
The other part of that is this is sort of speed dating for the artistic community. People get to meet and work together in a short burst, and directors will hire actors, and actors will promote playwrights or work with people that they wouldn't otherwise have known and gotten a chance to work with without having to have that sort of high level of commitment of a whole show.
When you, as you mentioned, Mark, last year you did it in Troy. This year you're doing it at Shakespeare and Company. And so that's nice, too, because you get to move the venue around.
And that was part, I think, the original concept was to if we were going to have this, the corners of your of the theater area that's going on, that we wanted to have this thing move because different audiences can experience it. Because I think, to me, it is that audience experience. It's, like you said, theater without a net, that will they make it? That is kind of the question driving, you know, saying it's the ultimate, hey, we've got a barn, let's do a show in 24 hours. And I remember, to me, it was just such an exciting experience because all we had was our talents. You know, it's not a big technical thing. It's about telling the story that's been written by a writer overnight. And then they may sleep or they may be in the room the whole time working with us. And then, you know, pushing to that, you know, there's no stopping the clock because 8 o'clock is curtain.
But we do have designers with us the whole day. We have
fabulous
sound designers, we have lighting designers, we have set designers, we have costume designers. And the whole thing's a benefit for WHAM, because WHAM, we raise money because every time we produce in the fall, we're producing the old Mezzo, 25% of our ticket sales goes to an organization that benefits women and girls, and we alternate international and local. So we're actually a double philanthropy. So this whole event is also a benefit. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck, I'd say.
That's terrific. Well, all of this is happening Saturday night, April 14th. You all seem very calm for this happening Saturday night, I must say.
What are you going to do?
Not a hair out of place. You all just seem very very cool.
We're actors.
We've all been in stressful situations before.
Yeah.
Being theater people.
Get back to the emails, and we can't wait to see this. It's the 2012 Berkshire's Capital Region Theater Project, WHAM Theater and MOPCO. You can find information, I guess, at both places, whamtheater.com or mopco.org, right?
That's right.
You can find information about both. But again, it's Saturday night, 8 o'clock, in the Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. Kat, Mark, Lee, you're doing amazing work for a wonderful cause, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you
so much, Joe.
Thank you. And Lee, I love your glasses. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.